This is our inaugural Q Studio debut, and we brought somebody all the way up from down under. We've got Morgan Evans. How you doing?
Better than ever. Happy to be your first.
Oh, hey, this is so exciting. We are pumped to have you in. You've got some new music out, and well, first off, we'll just have you kind of tell everyone about you.
Well, my name's Morgan Evans.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to say Morgan Evans.
Oh,
I love the American accent.
You wouldn't believe, like,
you don't like it. I like the other one. I'm kidding.
Hearing him do it.
It's not offensive. That's good.
Well, no, it's kind of, you gotta get a little bit of revenge because we walk around using your guys' accent all the time. We're like, we're doing damage to your guys' accent over here.
What have you got? Give me something.
Oh man,
I have no accent.
Now I'm on the spot. I've never done it.
I'm nervous.
Oh boy. I'm afraid to offend him.
Facebook Live is getting live.
Okay, all right, so we're gonna go down. Oh man, now I sound like I'm from England.
It's like a server. Yeah. Okay, Morgan.
We're going to go eat a Bloomin' Onion and hang out with some kangaroos. That's about as good as I can do.
Oh, boy.
Amazing. You get a job doing the Outback Steakhouse ads like that.
Oh, my God. Okay,
I can do the Foster's. Foster's, it's a Stragon for beer. That's pretty good.
That was better. So, Morgan Evans from Australia, Nashville now. Yeah. You moved to Nashville a couple years ago.
Yeah. I started coming back and forth because I think anyone that grows up playing and listening to country music all over the world always has a dream to get to Nashville. And after the first time I went there, I was just blown away by the place. It's crazy. If you want to be creative there, it's just all the best people in the world that do country music go there and all kinds of music now. But I started coming back and forth and eventually realized that after 1 year, I came back and forth 9 times.
Oh my gosh.
And I think I spent a month that year on a plane and I was like, this is not a good idea. I need to move. So that was 2.5 years ago, and just a few weeks ago, put the first song ever out in the U.S., which is pretty exciting.
Gosh,
wow!
What did it feel like? What was going through your mind? Because you've been dreaming of that moment.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's funny because the whole time you're like, I really want a song out. I really got to get a song out. I want to get a song out. And then like the release date's approaching, you're like, is anyone going to like it? it's like that whole like, oh, that's right. I'm really insecure. That's why I do this. You know, it's like, but now it's out and the love that I get from people online on Twitter and Instagram and people like you guys that I'm meeting it feels really cool. And I'm having a great time.
I got to ask, living in Australia growing up, you're obviously a musician. Who did you look up to? What were some of your favorite country artists growing up that you were like, that is what I want to do when I get older?
Yeah, well, I grew up listening to my parents' records, as you do, and they included a lot of Garth Brooks.
Oh, yeah.
Rejoice.
A lot of Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Glen Campbell, and a lot of 70s rock and roll as well. And then, like, probably a turning point in my musical life was about 15 years ago when I saw a guy play in my hometown of Newcastle, a couple of hours north of Sydney, and he just put out his second record here, and he came out and he played the whole Golden Road record, and was Keith Urban. I didn't know that at the time.
Oh,
that changed my life too.
I was like, I know what you're saying.
He's picking up what you're putting down.
No, sorry, keep going.
No. But I remember he was the first guy that ever really, he combined all that stuff that I grew up listening to, like all the country stuff, all the rock stuff. Because, I mean, when you grow up and you're a kid, you don't think, oh, I'm listening to country music. You just think, I'm listening to music I like, you know?
Yeah.
And so I never thought like switching from Led Zeppelin to Garth Brooks was a genre switch, you know? But something about what Keith did, he was one of the first guys to really put all that stuff together in a way that just made sense in my mind. And
I got to say, I didn't even really know that country music had a reach outside of the U.S. until I heard of Keith Urban. I didn't realize that other people, you know, around the world were listening to country. I thought it was just like an American thing and everyone else was like, those Americans and their weird country music. But it is, it's worldwide.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely started here. This is the home, you know, and that's why Nashville is the heart of it and always will be. But if you think about Australia, it's geographically as big as America and there's only 26 million people there. So there's a lot of country.
Wow, there's some country there. There's some country folks.
So much of the same values like transfer. It's I mean, we have Australian country music as well, but American country music is huge, which is great.
Well, we've got a new song. You have a new song that we want everyone to hear because it's so good. Cool. So being that it's our first Studio Q debut, we should like get right to it, don't you think?
Studio Q. Debut.
Studio
yeah.
Debut with Morgan Evans.
You guys need a theme song for that. Some sort of little beat thing.
Yeah. Well, we got some time in here.
We can work on that after. Yeah. Okay. So I'll let you introduce your own song.
Cool. Well, this is a song I wrote. I wrote it about this guy. I used to come back and forth, as I said before, on writing trips or recording trips to Nashville. And I would stay with this guy who we became really good friends. And he had this girl and they were in love. And then they broke up. And I was there for him. He was completely heartbroken. And I went back to Australia. A year and a half later, I came back on another trip and I stayed with him again. And he was still heartbroken over the same girl. Aww. And I was like, dude, you need to kiss somebody. So this song was kind of like a 101 of like how to get over somebody. And it goes like this. It's called Kiss Somebody. Sometimes you gotta drink about somebody, but that won't bring them back. Sometimes you gotta cry and miss somebody, and we've all felt like that. If it's something that you gotta get over, but you just can't get over, sometimes you gotta kiss somebody in the back of a cab or on a subway train. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody on a midnight street in the summer rain. If you're wishing you were with somebody, 'cause you don't wanna go home when it's closing time. If you wanna kiss somebody, baby, I got somebody in mind. You can kiss like your heart ain't ever been broke. Kind of lips, hit your lips, get your eyes to close. I know what you're going through, 'cause I wanna kiss somebody too. I wanna kiss somebody like you. I wanna kiss somebody like you. Sometimes you gotta try and fix somebody, just to find out they'll never change. So you go out and meet somebody that makes you feel the way you thought you'd never feel again. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody in the back of a cab or on a subway train. Yeah, you gotta kiss somebody on a midnight street in the summer rain. If you're wishing you were with somebody, 'cause you don't wanna go home when it's closing time. If you wanna kiss somebody, baby, I got somebody in mind. You can kiss like your heart ain't ever been broke. Kind of lips, hit your lips, get your eyes to close. I know what you're going through, 'cause I wanna kiss somebody too. To kiss somebody like you, I wanna kiss somebody like you. Mm-mm. Oh, girl loses boy, the best remedies. Girl meets boy, girl, don't make it harder than it has to be. Come and lay one on me. You can kiss like your heart ain't ever been broke. Kind of lips, hit your lips, get your eyes to close. Yeah, I know what you're going through, I do. So come on and kiss somebody in the back of a cab or on a subway train. Yeah, come on and kiss somebody on a midnight street in the summer rain. If you're wishing you were with somebody, 'cause you don't wanna go home when it's closing time. Yeah, if you wanna kiss somebody, baby, I got somebody in mind. You can kiss like your heart ain't ever been broke. Kind of lips, hit your lips, get your eyes to close. I know what you're going through, 'cause I wanna kiss somebody too. I wanna kiss somebody like you. I wanna kiss somebody like you. I wanna kiss somebody.
Morgan Evans,
yeah.
Kiss somebody.
There you go.
Smoking sexy.
I gotta say this. I know it's gonna sound dumb. I expected you to sing an Australian accent. I don't know why. If you were to listen to your music, you would never know. Same with Keith Urban. Never know that you have an Australian accent, because I don't know if everybody is everyone singing like that when they have like from different countries. I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, the Beatles did it, which makes me feel okay about doing
it. Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay, so you wrote that song.
Yeah, I did. Yep.
So you singer, songwriter. That's so awesome. That song's incredible.
Now, I got a question.
I'm glad you like it. Thank you.
You know, as a writer, I'm sure you give these songs to people, and sometimes they have editing notes. How hard is that to have someone critique and pick apart something that, you know, as an artist, that's kind of your baby. It's something that you created. Have you gotten used to someone being like, yeah, that ain't going to fly? And you're like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's fun. I haven't had anyone try to edit anything, but even worse than that, I think it's like when you finish a song, it's always your most favorite song you've ever written because you did it then, you know, and that's why you did it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is amazing. You'll send it to your manager or your label, your publisher or whatever, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, cool. What else you got?
Oh, no.
And it's like, oh.
Like, can you tell, like with my wife, when I do something, you know, and I'm like, oh, check this out. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's nice. And I can tell that it's not as cool as I think it is. I mean, can you tell when you show someone something and they're like, oh, yeah, that's good. Or you're like, oh, yeah. Dang, okay, I guess I'll try again. Can you tell, like, when they're still trying to be nice?
Yeah. My girl and I have a very honest relationship when it comes to music. She writes us things as well. And
oh,
so,
okay.
And so she's like, when I show her something, she'll either be like, that's all. I can't do an American accent, but that's awesome.
Or
she'd be like,
perfect.
We'll role play.
She'd be like, it's not my favorite.
she put it down gently, though. Yeah, it's not like she ripped it into pieces,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Now, you said she writes songs too. Has there ever been a point where, like, you're like, oh, that song's not right for you, but it probably would be right for me?
It hasn't yet, but I'm sure they will be.
Yeah, keep your ears open for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we want to hear more, right?
Yeah, let's hear another one.
So
okay.
Give us more. Can you do that?
Cool, yeah, no worries.
He's like, let me chug some water real quick. Good thing we didn't get cheese curds. It would have been like choking people up.
They dry you out a little bit, do they?
Yeah, you know, you normally have water, or I know some people like to have a nice cold beer on stage. What are you?
Speaking of nice cold beers, this next song is actually the first drinking song I ever wrote.
Oh,
really?
And I never wrote a drinking song until I moved to America.
Well, welcome to America.
And as you said before, you already said you're like, you're an Aussie, you like a beer. And,
yeah.
And that's always the vibe anywhere you are, like if you're the Aussie in the bar or whatever. But I found out that if there's anyone that can outdrink an Australian man, it's an American woman.
It's a Wisconsin woman.
y'all are crazy.
I love it.
Yes, we are. No shame in our game.
Anyway, so this is a song about drinking in the daytime. It's cool. Never too late, never too early. It's called Day Drunk. We bought that champagne for New Year's. We got one bottle left. Let's pop it open, baby, what you say? Stay in that t-shirt, we don't need to get dressed, 'cause we got plans to make no plans today. Well, I'm thinking happy hour, on the hour, in the kitchen, in the shower, dancing tipsy, singing with me, baby. Let's get a little day drunk, party with that shades on, play a bunch of old songs, sing along, get the words wrong. Who cares when you're day drunk? Get down while the sun's up, make a little good love like it's date night in the daylight, and it feels feels right when you're day drunk, yeah, when you're day drunk, remember that bottle of whiskey that we bought for your dad, yeah, we got time to buy another one for his birthday, right? Let's make today the best that we've ever had, 'cause I'm high on your smile. And when you look at me that way, no, you don't need no makeup. Leave your hair up, ain't no guesses, girl. It's just us before the sun sets. Baby, let's get crazy and get a little day drunk. Party with that shades on, play a bunch of old songs, sing along, get the words wrong. Who cares when you're day drunk? Get down while the sun's up, make a little good love like it's date night in the daylight, and it feels right when you're day drunk, yeah, when you're day drunk, and sing along if you're driving to work, like, whoa, 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 whoa. Well, I'm thinking happy hour, on the hour, in the kitchen, in the shower, dancing tipsy, singing with me, baby. Let's get a little day drunk, party with that shades on, play a bunch of old songs, sing along, get the words wrong. Who cares when you're day drunk? Get down while the sun's up, make a little good love like it's date night in the daylight, and it feels right when you're day drunk, day drunk, yeah, when you're day drunk, day drunk.
I think it's time to get day drunk.
Whoa. Getting a lot of feedback on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
We're live videoing right now. And Jeanette said, this one is great. And our good buddy John, he wants to know if you got an album out. He is loving this.
Thank you,
Jeanette.
Martin
Evans.
Thank you.
Album info?
We just put the first song out, so it's up everywhere that you can get music, wherever you usually get it from. And we just finished up that one, actually, so hopefully we can put it out soon. But it's not anywhere yet, but you can watch this again, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Got to ask you. Okay, so you're listening right now. If you're just tuning in, it's our first ever Studio Q debut with Morgan Evans. And so that song was Day Drunk. I was just thinking then, it was like, okay, day drinking or night drinking? Day drinking is so different. What do you like to do better? Day drinking or night drinking?
Day, all time. All the
really?
Time. Yeah, absolutely.
Can you go all day long, all day strong?
Look, I'm not going to talk myself up.
Well, you're from Australia.
Yeah. You don't have to.
There's something about drinking in the daytime and just looking around and going, yeah, that's right. I'm doing this. You know what I mean?
This is what we do.
Mine's the exact opposite. I'm like, this is going to be dangerous later. This is trouble.
Americans and Australians are a lot alike.
Well, it's a thing. But I also like it if you sort of have fun in the daytime. And then you sort of take it easier in the nighttime.
Right.
The next day doesn't hurt as much.
So
either.
True.
It's a good call there. Yeah.
You know what we need to do?
What's that?
We need to get Morgan Evans for a day tailgate.
So you can
experience day drinking here during football season.
Can we get cheese curds that day as well?
Done.
You can't tailgate without cheese curds. Try your best. They just show up. You have a brand and they'll show up in your cooler.
We need to get you here for a tailgate and do some day drinking. Then you can sing that song.
All right, well, we got time for one more. You
want to
rock us out with one more?
I don't want this to end, but yeah,
let's do it. Okay, cool. This is fun. By the way, this is your first time. You guys are very good at this.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You make it really easy.
I'm blushing.
He really is, too.
He is.
I'm heavy and sweaty.
Oh, well, that was a lot of info that I didn't want to know.
I'm heavy and
sweaty. You're making him hot and sweaty over here, Morgan.
Well, I might finish it off with a love song. This is a song called I Do.
Not everyone gets drunk without a drop of wine or a sip of 90 proof, but I do. Not everybody loves getting caught at red lights. They got no one to lean into, but I do. You don't know how many times a minute you cross my mind, and I don't know what I did so right. Just when I think it couldn't get any better to be the man standing in my shoes, there you go, walking in a new dress, saying, do you like this? Baby, I do wanna hold you forever. No, I ain't ever been so sure. Just when I think I couldn't love you anymore, baby, I do, I do, I do. Baby, I do, I do, I do. Yeah, girl, you're beautiful. Just takes one look to see. No one sees the size of you like I do. Like you hair in a mess in the morning. That wake up, no makeup smile that I can't believe I opened my eyes to. But I do. And just when I think it couldn't get any better to be the man standing in my shoes, there you go, walking in a new dress, saying, do you like this? Baby, I do wanna hold you forever. No, I ain't never been so sure. Just when I think I couldn't love you anymore, baby, I do, I do, I do, baby, I do, I do, I do. No, I don't ever fall like this. Well, I never found myself wanting to jump in so quick. But there's something different about you, 'cause I do, I do. And just when I think it couldn't get any better to be the man standing in my shoes, I start thinking about you in a white dress, front of that church kiss, saying I do wanna hold you forever. No, I ain't ever been so sure. Just when I think I couldn't love you anymore, baby, I do, I do, I do. Baby, I do, I do, I do. Baby, I do wanna hold you forever. I don't ever wanna let you go. And every day I'm gonna let you know how much that I do, I do, I do. How much that I do, I do, I do.
Morgan Evans, wow. I do. I don't know about you, but I got chills on my legs.
That was so good. So that was good. So good. John on Facebook said, in my opinion, the three songs we just heard would all be popular on the radio. Thank you and great voice.
Thank you, John.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Your voice is like, there's like a little rasp to it. It's good. So good.
Also, you do country music. You know, we hear a lot of pop country. You're a country singer. I mean, that is country right there. I love that.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you for coming in. We got Morgan Evans in here, perform some songs for us for our first Q Studio debut, and it was just absolutely awesome.
Yeah, you know what? Tell people where they can find you on social, web, all that.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, where you guys are.
Right now.
Just at Morgan Evans Music, or on Instagram at Morgan Evans Music, or Twitter at Morgan_Evans.
All right.
Sweet. Well, yeah. We'll be looking forward to having you in more often.
Thank you so much for having me in. It's been a pleasure.